Welcome to the Daily Chizuk, Yeshuat Hashem Kehedef Ayin. The most dark and dismal situations can turn around in an instant. The salvations of Hashem come suddenly, in ways we could never imagine. The Sefer Emunah Shelema told the story of a man named Matka Zichubitsky. He had 8 single daughters of marriageable age, and the youngest was 19. He was a simple man who came from simple people. He was extremely poor, and his daughters walked around in old clothing. When it came time for his oldest to start dating, Matka called the Shadchanim, but they couldn't find him any opportunities. One Shadchan asked him if he would be able to give a Sidur Maleh for his daughter. Matka, in his innocence, thought that that meant, could he give his daughter a complete Sidur for the wedding? So he said, yes, of course, I'll get her one with her name on it. But when he told his wife, she explained to him, they were asking if he can provide the full package, a fully furnished apartment. And that Shidduch fell through as well. They really did not have too much going on for them. But Matka never got down or lost hope. He always kept his bitachon in Hashem. He heard a class one day about how Hashem pays people midah keneged midah, measure for measure. So he decided from that day forward, he was going to go out of his way to celebrate with other people whose children are getting married. His first opportunity came shortly afterward when he received an invitation to one of his neighbor's weddings. He went and he gave the host the warmest mazal tov, and he really worked on himself to truly be happy for him. The host invited him to sit at a table with 10 other people that he didn't know. Matka figured he'd stay a little while and then leave. A few people on that table began talking about a large store that recently shut down. They were saying Lashon Hara about the wealthy owner of Rumowitz. They were talking about how careless he was, and now many of their friends are out of jobs because of him. It seemed like many of the people on that table didn't know each other, but they were all listening intently to this slander. Matka couldn't bear to hear the disparaging of a fellow Jew. And although he's naturally shy, he opened his mouth and started sticking up for that owner. He spoke passionately, and everybody there was silenced. It just so happened that one of the people sitting at that table was the wealthy owner of that store, and nobody there knew it. He was so moved by Matka's words, and he wanted to find out more about him. It turned out that this wealthy man had a son who was still single and close in age to Matka's oldest daughter. Avramowitz always felt that people wanted him only for his money, and he had a tough time with shidduchim for his children. But now he was very excited to move forward with his son and Matka's daughter. And not too long afterward, that couple got engaged. Avramowitz told Matka afterwards that the words that those people were saying at the wedding that night were like spears in his heart. But when Matka started speaking on his behalf, he felt so exonerated, and he added, every word that he said about me was true. Avramowitz ended up putting Matka into business, and Baruch Hashem, he earned a very nice livelihood, and in the years to follow, every one of his daughters got married. Salvation came in the blink of an eye. We must always keep our hopes up and believe in Hashem's abilities to help us. Have a great day.